righty, folks. Good morning and welcome to KSWV Radio. It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Esteban.
Great to see you.
I know. It's been a couple weeks. We have a DJ Prime who's
DJ
been
Prime, Bob Wood.
Filling in.
Well, it's always terrific to see you, and I'm very excited that your next guest that you have in the studios today, someone I know, someone you know, we'll turn it on over to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Esteban. And thanks, everybody, for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. And as Esteban mentioned, we do have a very special guest. And I'd like to just start off, before I introduce her, just talking a little bit about, you know, this new division that we have now, the Conservation and Sustainability Division. Bringing these three groups together, the Water Conservation, Sustainability, and Keep Santa Fe Beautiful programs, has really allowed us to look across the city at new opportunities and new partnerships and new collaborations. And we were so fortunate because, you know, we've been working more closely with the Office of Economic Development, looking for some of those connections. And so in the studio today, I have Joanna Nelson, who is the Director of the Office of Economic Development.
Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us today. I thought we would just start off. Let's just learn a little bit more about you. Our listeners can learn more about just your background, your work that you do with the city, and we'll build from there.
Okay. How long do we have? How deep do we want to go, Christine?
Go deep.
Okay. Well, when I was a little kid, and I'm not entirely joking. I grew up in Texas, and my grandmother lived in Central Texas, and in a area that was traditionally agriculturally focused. And I would go visit her, and I'd walk in the downtown by myself, and like weirdly daydream about what happened to this downtown. It used to be in the 20s and before this vibrant commercial center, and now all of the buildings are, you know, broken and broken windows and falling apart, and the town was experiencing poverty, etc. I didn't know it at the time, but that that interest or desire to kind of look at cities and communities and explore what could be put in place so they could thrive and people have economic opportunity is called economic development. And I didn't know at 9 years old I wanted to be an economic developer, but I've wanted to be in economic development a really long time. It wasn't until I was in my 20s that I figured out that there was a field called economic
what
development.
It was called.
Yes, what the heck the thing was.
That's awesome. And so how long have you worked with the city?
I've worked with the city 3 years. It'll be exactly 3 years, January 1st.
Oh, that's about the time I started. That's interesting. My anniversary is in January, too.
All right, we'll have to celebrate.
I know. So tell us a little bit about the Office of Economic Development, sort of. And yeah, let's just talk a little bit about your division and the work that happens within it.
Sure. So the Office of Economic Development is set up with a really, really broad and I feel honorable mission. So our entire purpose is to look at Santa Fe's economy and say, what can we do to make sure that our economy is diversified, that we're strengthening it, we're making it sustainable. So that can all be summed up in how are we working to strengthen the economy, all the different ways. And the other purpose of our office is to make sure that our residents have access to equitable economic opportunity. And that sounds like a jargony phrase, but it's really connecting to, I think, about youth especially and making sure our residents have access to jobs. So, and not just any job, right? That they're connecting to, whether it's education or training, to get to a better economic position, right? That they have access to grow their skills and essentially make a better life for themselves and their family. So that's all. That's all. I like to say, like, that's it.
That's
really
it.
Simple, right? We just sit around and, no, we do the complete opposite because it is a lot of work. We have a lot of different, and I say a lot, but really what I mean is we have probably 7 top priorities in how we achieve that mission. So that gets us out into the community in a lot of different ways. So supporting businesses, supporting our educational partners. We do a lot of community work. So that's we have a lot of different actions in how we deliver on that mission.
Well, I'm excited because in all of those areas that you mentioned, I feel like there is overlap and connection to the work that this new division is focusing on. And so it's just going to be really great to really discover what our opportunities will be in supporting each other in our, you know, our overlapping mission. Let's talk a little bit about your team. I think it's always great to just highlight some of the city work that happens around some of these conversations. How is the division organized? And let's give a shout out.
Sure, I love that, because as you know, it all happens on the streets and with our team that's really delivering this work, and they're phenomenal. I'm sure you feel that your team's the best. I feel like we've got such a good team at Economic Development. Estevan knows many of them. But we are set up where we have a business development team. And so we've got Eric Renz Whitmore, Casey Dalbor. We have a brand new person named Maciek Jasek, who's our downtown specialist. And so those three are the core, and not to get into the weeds of kind of how we classify employees, but those are the core of our business development team. Another plug, please, if your listeners are interested in economic development, we're going to be hiring a Southside economic development person focused on the Airport Road and Southside. I think that job is going live this week, so please, if you're interested, make sure you reach out and apply. But that makes up this team that really is the boots on the ground. They are knocking on doors, meeting with businesses, whether it's an industry focus or like Maciek focused on downtown or our future Southside representative. We also have Deborah Torres, who is our tribal business coordinator. And so she's a part of the business development team. She has a special spot over here with Estevan and comes over and highlights all of her work that she does to support our native entrepreneurs. We also have Lizzie Portillo, who's fantastic and just amazing. She's an energizer bunny, but she's focused on workforce development. So she's working with and coordinating all of our different workforce, educational partners. We also have some ancillary members that are on our team. So we have Caroline Lee, who's actually an officially an employee at NMSU Arrowhead, but she's located on Airport Road at the incubator, and she serves as our small business navigator coordinator. So she's there providing services. And then we've also got Wendy Stein, who, like Caroline, she's actually employed at SFCC. We have an agreement with the community college, but she's also helping Lizzie with workforce. So you can see that we're kind of a hodgepodge in how we're defined, but we work together focused on the business supports and then our workforce team.
Wow. Well, I've been able to work with some of those people as well. And you do have a really great team. And I really love all of the outreach that you've been doing on the public. I think it's been so well received. We've heard a lot of really positive feedback. And you have networking events and coffee events. And, you know, we're trying to slip it into our schedule to cover all of the things that you do. But yeah, you have a busy team and you really have a presence out in the public. And so great job, and kudos to your team. And you know, it's just exciting to have you here and to start figuring out, you know, other ways that we can support all of the great work that you do.
Thank you so much, Christine. I really appreciate it, because we do a lot. Estevan knows this, and it can be overwhelming to people around, we do this and come to this. And but I would recommend, we have a newsletter that we send out pretty regularly, two times a month, that lists all the many activities, grants, resources, news, and that's kind of a primer and a way for people to start dipping their toes into exploring how can they get involved, whether it's supporting businesses or developing community partners outreach too.
Well, that's great. So if, just before we move off of that, if people wanted to learn more about your work or sign up for the newsletter or learn about any of the events that you have, where would they go on the city website?
So, as you know, our city website can be fun to navigate if you like puzzles and mazes. And I'm kidding, but I think you click on our team, but just search economic development, and that's where you're going to pull up our page. We're listed as a part of the community development team, and if you navigate it that way, we're in that department. But you can just get on Google and search economic development city of Santa Fe, and our page will come up. There's a link to sign up for the newsletter. You also can email us too. It's contact@santafenm.gov, and that's a general mailbox that we get to, and we'll sign people up directly.
All right. Well, let's talk about one of the campaigns that you recently just launched. We had a conversation and we found one campaign where we definitely have some overlapping topics, and that's the Go Local, Go Different campaign. And I thought it was so cool because I saw you driving up to the station and I saw the sticker on your car and I'm like, okay, that's Joanna.
We have magnets and stickers for everybody. Everybody that's listening, Esteban, we'll get them a promotional sticker.
I love that. I mean, it is that time of year where we definitely have the opportunity to think about making local connections to, you know, the purchasing, I mean, the things that we're buying for our friends and family over the holidays, for the different activities that we participate in. I really love the way this campaign kind of integrates lots of different topics, including just hiring locally. But let's talk about that campaign, how it developed, and I'll let you talk about some of the highlights on that.
Sure. Thank you for letting us chat about it, because we did try to kick this off in time for the holidays. And I don't know about you, I have two kids in elementary school, and sometimes it feels like we drown in stuff that accumulates. And because I think our time and in society, right, we have access to consume and buy and purchase on Amazon, and it is a time that we like to exchange gifts with people that we love and care about. And we wanted to kick off this campaign to help bring awareness of, great, we want you to shop, but when you do that, let's think local first. Let's think about your power of the dollars that you have, because if you're going to buy $20 on a toy for your child or someone that you care about, that $20, if you purchase it at an independent or a locally owned business here, that money gets invested into a local bank, hopefully, or a credit union, and you see that money multiply back into our community, whether that's the business's employees or how they're giving back to the community. And we want people to just, for a second, think about the impact that shopping locally can have in so many different ways, Christine, like you just mentioned. I love the overlap in the work that you all do, because, hey, before you go to Albuquerque, think about, why don't you save gas and just take a second to focus on, you know what, I could find a really fantastic entrepreneur and a business owner here that's providing the same thing, better quality, and it's going to save me a trip to get in my car and drive somewhere, or order it online from who knows where.
Right. So I saw on the website there's different angles to the campaign. You know, there's a pledge that residents can take. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So we, on our website, on our city landing page, you can go to Go Local, Go Different, and you can get all of the information, you know, the background, the context. And what we also have to encourage people to take action, and they're interested and they want to participate. So we have a sign up for businesses, because we want businesses to really be proud to participate in this program. When businesses sign up, they get a window decal, those great magnets that you saw on my car, and it allows them to be a part of this campaign. So we have kicked off an advertising campaign that we went around and photographed a number of businesses that we're putting in advertisements and flyers and Instagram posts. So there's a benefit to help promote our businesses, and they get these extra perks. And then we also have in the same application that folks can also, if they're a resident, they can sign up. And basically they are taking a pledge and they say, you know what, we're going to think first. This is important to us. We're so much so that we're going to sign up. And really it's just a simple sign up to basically be committed to getting news updates every once in a while. Because a part of this initiative is also placemaking, and we want to be sure that we are encouraging our local business districts to organize and help promote each other. So there will be a number of events that will come through this, promotions, working with your team, news updates. So the residents, the businesses, not only get the additional perks, but they also are signing up to just stay connected and get news and information.
I love it. I think it's a great campaign. It's really launched. I'm starting to see it everywhere now. And
great.
Yeah, we're helping promote it as well. I think it's exciting the way you've integrated all of these different topics and pieces of work and connected, you know, businesses with residents and choices around holiday shopping and, you know, just really thinking about how we're contributing or taking away from the local economy with decisions that we make. So I think it's perfect timing. I think it's a great campaign. And if you want to learn more, actually this morning I just typed in Go Local, Go Different, City of Santa Fe, and it popped up. So.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, yeah. There you go. I think we do have kind of a long URL, so just trust your search engine and that'll help our algorithm, I think.
Right. Well, great. So for everybody listening this morning, we are talking to Joanna Nelson. She is the director of the Office of Economic Development. And we're going to take a short break and come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some exciting events this weekend.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with a new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
On Saturday, December 13th, from 3 to 7 p.m., you, your friends, and family are all invited to the Guadalupe Street Winter Walk. The street will be closed to cars, but open for community, farolitos, bonfires, live music, and a festive evening to enjoy together. Bundle up and take a stroll to enjoy local art and performances. And of course, visit the shops and restaurants along Guadalupe Street. Many are offering seasonal treats and specials. This is a chance to celebrate the corridor, support local businesses, and enjoy a beautiful winter evening in the heart of the city. This event is presented by the City of Santa Fe's Office of Economic Development with support from Arts and Culture, Tourism Santa Fe, and produced by Canyon Road Productions. For details and information, follow at Canyon Road Productions or visit at Santa Fe Econ Dev. Let's go local and go different this holiday season.
And we're back with Christine Chavez and Joanna Nelson.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks again for listening to this morning's show, Save Water Santa Fe. We're talking about lots of different campaigns, the work of the Office of Economic Development. And again, a shout out to that team and everybody that we're getting to know a little bit better in our work. So you have a really exciting event coming up tomorrow.
Sure do.
Let's jump into that.
I am so glad you asked. Yes, we've got a winter walk that's coming up tomorrow, December 13th on Saturday. And it's the winter walk celebrating the Guadalupe Street Business Corridor. So, Christine, the street is going to be shut down. All of the businesses are lit up. There's going to be farolitos and or luminarias, however you want to call them. But it is going to be lighted up and festive and just such a great time to bring your friends and family down. This is celebrating winter. All of the shops will be open. Really fantastic time to plan your holiday shopping, shop local, and support those businesses that are in that area.
So it starts at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 7 p.m. And what are some of the highlights that people can look forward to?
Yes, there is so much activity that is planned. So you can go to, I believe, CanyonRoadProductions.com. This is the great organizing team that has helped us put together this event, and we're working with them to produce it, because guess what? Putting on an event like this takes a lot of work, and I am really thankful to that team to have come and helped us put this together. I also want to do a quick shout out to our city team, our city streets and parks, special events. Barbara Lopez have been phenomenal. Our security team, the police team at the city of Santa Fe. This is really a collaborative effort. In addition, the arts and culture team, the Tourism Santa Fe, we're all coming together to really make this a big event. But many of the events that are planned can be found on that website. We have over 10 different music groups that will be performing. And if you've gone to the Canyon Road Walks, it's almost like every other business is sponsoring some type of performance, a live performance. So I can think about at the Vladim, they're going to have the New Mexico School of Arts. They're going to have a mariachi band. The students will be performing on the terrace. So how fun is that going to be? You'll be able to hear the music floating and wafting in a winter wonderland. Many of the shops are going to be doing special events. Bakery Felice is going to be doing cookie making. There's going to be two Santas. One Santa in a 1957 Chevy will be at Lino's Italian restaurant. They're going to set up a whole winter wonderland there. So just tons of surprises and events happening for all ages. And can I mention one more?
Of course.
I'm so sorry. I've got to let your listeners know, Estevan. So there's also going to be a dog/pet costume contest. Okay, so get ready. I have not gotten my dog's costume ready. But what you can do is dress them up in their best festive outfits, walk them by the park, and they're going to be judging, and you can win a prize.
That's okay.
I love that. Especially, will they have any corgi races? Because Christine,
no, you have a corgi.
I have two corgis.
No, you have to bring them, please.
I would actually. One of my corgis is racing in the corgi race on Sunday.
Can you pitch that event? I got to know about this corgi. When is this?
So it's in another city. That's a bad thing.
Oh, we'll travel. Yeah. Our family will travel to see that.
Yep, he's a third-time defending champion racing at New Mexico State University on Sunday.
Oh, my. That almost is worth the drive.
That's so funny, I know. But too bad, because I would love to dress them up for that event. They love throwing on their Christmas sweaters. So.
And there's so many. Can just show up and win.
I know. But what about you? Esteban's got a couple pups.
Yeah, I got Charlie and Bailey, yep. Both rescues from our local shelter here. And I think I could dress them up. Yeah,
okay,
I think I'll do it. I think we'll take them in their festive Christmas best.
Wow, I love that. That's a great addition. I mean, everybody loves their animals in this city. They're like kids, so.
Oh, yeah.
it's great to include them.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be exciting. All we need is a little bit, not a snowstorm, but it would be great to get some, winter weather.
It would be great. I have visions of the next one. If it snows, we could do some type of skiing event.
Ooh,
on Guadalupe,
idea.
Right?
Love
Wouldn't
that
be fun?
Oh, that would
get
be
Get a
great.
Snow machine down there and just ski down Guadalupe.
I love it. Yeah. Build snowmen. Yeah. Snowmen would be great.
Maybe phase three, third year or something.
Yeah. So this is the second year?
No, this is the first year.
Oh, the first year.
I'm just anticipating maybe another, still working on it, and then the third year we'll be ready for ski Guadalupe.
Wow. Well, I think it's great that you're focusing on, a different area of town. And I think it's going to be beautiful. I can already just envision, the music and just, the festivity. So how exciting. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. So that's tomorrow, December 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. Any other details on that event that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. Just it is all ages. Everyone is welcome in our community. So please help spread the word. Why not? What are you doing tomorrow at 3 to 7? Just come on down and show these businesses some love. We know that the construction project that occurred really impacted businesses, and we want to celebrate the reopening, invite people back to the street, and make sure these businesses know that our community supports them. I'll also add, Christine, too, this is our first pilot project really to get involved with an event in a business district. We are hopeful, if this is successful, to learn what works, what doesn't, to apply this in other neighborhoods of town. So looking at Sila Rufina, looking at Airport, looking at Cerritos Corridor, looking at all of our amazing and unique business districts, and really, again, just bringing awareness to the businesses that are there, celebrating the community, adding that historical and cultural representation, and creating these opportunities for placemaking.
Well, it sounds amazing. Joanna, the work that you lead and your team just sounds super exciting. You know, so for people listening, if you want to learn more about the Go Local, Go Different campaign, again, you can just put that right into your search browser, and you can, find out different ways that you can participate as a resident or as a business. The Winter Walk tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m. And if you're interested in working in this area, you know, be on the lookout for that job announcement, which may be on the city website maybe next week. But sounds like, you know, there's so many great things happening. And I just really want to thank you for taking the time to meet with us today to tell us more about the work that you and your team are doing, and to tell us about these two great events. Before we close out today, is there anything else that you would like to talk about, or any last shout outs that you would like to give?
Well, I'll just say happy holidays to everyone. I know this can be a busy time, and I know our team has really worked hard this year, and just taking that time to be with friends and family, and maybe take a rest and have fun, come to the walk. But thanks to our team at Economic Development, thanks to our city team, we've got an outgoing administrative team with Mayor Weber, and a lot of folks are leaving, and there's a transition, but we honor them and are grateful to them, but we're also really hopeful and grateful to the new team coming in, and we're really excited about what 2026 will bring. So let's get some rest, celebrate with friends and family, and we'll get going in 2026. So thanks, Christine. Thanks, Estevan.
Well, thank you both.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And thanks again for being our guest today, and look forward to our work in the future. And to learn more about the city's Conservation and Sustainability Division, you know, you can visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com to learn all about the great things happening with water conservation, sustainability, and keep Santa Fe beautiful. And with that, happy holidays, everybody, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you both. Two wonderful leaders in our city. Really appreciate what you do. And by the way, we don't have snow tomorrow, but it is picture perfect for walking. 59 degrees tomorrow is going to be the high tomorrow.
Right? Come on.
59. Wow. So it is perfect weather to be walking and taking a stroll along Guadalupe Street. And so we're going to be there, and we want to see everyone else out there with all of us here in the city of Santa Fe.